Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, you know, I got a question from someone just this past week. They asked me the following: is 2020 going to be a good year to invest in real estate? Well, let me ask you, what do you think? And let me tell you what I think. Here's what I told them. Is 2020 going to be a good year to invest in real estate? Absolutely. 2020 is going to be a great year. It will be a great year to invest in real estate. Why? Look, I'm going to get into some articles and some other news and information that will detail why. I'll talk a little bit about what some others are doing, some of the institutional investors. But in a word, look, interest rates and mortgage rates are still very, very low, really low. And housing supply is down, and it's actually expected to decline. You know, so think about the supply side there. And then rents, on the other hand, they're up and they are increasing. You know, more people are renting. So think about the demand side of the equation there as well. And what's interesting is that, despite those increasing rents and in face of those low mortgage rates for a lot of people in a lot of places, it is actually cheaper right now still to rent than to buy. So that's a driver there as well. So I'll tell you, it's going to be a great year to invest. And by the way, let me just give a quick shout out to the folks that recognized this already and that made it out to our two-day financial freedom seminar this weekend. We've got those going on, in fact, right now at our offices here in Dallas and down in Houston. I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth. Look, these folks, they've got the right idea. They are kicking off the year right, hitting the ground running, and clearly see that 2020 will be a great year to invest in real estate. So these soon-to-be investors, yesterday, Saturday, they spent a full 8 hours learning all about investing in single-family houses, and we'll talk a little bit about that market today. And today, Sunday, they're at it again for another full 8 hours learning about investing in apartments. So again, that's a great way to start the year. So to you guys here in Dallas and down in Houston, kudos to you. Now, before we look at 2020, I do want to look at 2019. And in fact, let's look at two of our key markets in the past year. And in fact, let's take a look at the two markets where our two-day seminar is going on right now, Houston and Dallas. So 2019 was a record year for Houston's housing market. I've got an article here from, where is this from? I believe this is Forbes. Yes, this is Forbes. And it's talking about the Houston market. 2019 was a record year for Houston's housing market is the title. Sales were up. Single family houses, sales were up 4.8%. And then total dollar volume, so the prices basically, were up 6.7%. And now what is the driver there? That's always an interesting question. What's behind that run up? And the Houston Association of Realtors points to, among other things, low mortgage interest rates, right? We just talked about that, as well as a healthy job market in the region, right? We've got a great market right now in Texas altogether. And there is a stable supply, they say, of homes. Now, they do point out that going forward, there could be more lower inventory, and that could really kind of squeeze the pipeline just a little bit. But that's kind of the drivers there. Now, I want to note something they added here as well. They're talking about single family houses primarily. They do note that townhomes and condominiums had a roller coaster ride, right? We don't invest in those at Lifestyles Unlimited. And they also talk about the luxury market having cooled a bit. Well, we don't buy those higher-end houses either. But overall for Houston, 2019, they say, was a phenomenal year. Their words, phenomenal year. And as long as the economy remains healthy there, they expect 2020 to get off, you know, to a positive start. And again, a lot of that's going to relate to the population growth, the state of the job market down there. Again, things are looking great. And they do say, you know, Houston as a market has always had, you know, more affordable real estate, you know, compared to other large cities. It's very affordable. And that's a driving factor as well. In fact, that's why I say that Houston is a great market to keep your eye on. If you are in Houston, it's a great place to stay and, you know, make that your farm and buy down there. If you're outside of Houston, you know, I'm a Lifestyles member. I can leverage the network that's in place down there. And that's exactly what we're doing. And they do say as well here in the Forbes article that, you know, the expected drop in properties and the drop that we've seen so far at a lot of the price points, you know, it's an indicator that the city is growing. And that's what we like to see, is that there is, you know, there is population growth. In fact, inventory is down to a 3.4-month supply. Now, in the past, you know, typically we'll say that 6 months is considered normal. So what about Dallas? This is in the Dallas Morning News. This just came out. Similar title, North Texas home sales set record in 2019. December sales surge pushed the market to a new high. So again, we're seeing not just in Houston, but up here in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I sit, North Texas, right? It's a little bit broader area. We've seen some record highs as well. Again, the December sales really pushed 2019 to an all-time high. We were up 3% for 2019, up on 2018. So a little bit of growth there. Again, here in the article, they also cite the low mortgage rates, right? We know that. Low mortgage rates. And then the economy here in Dallas-Fort Worth is doing great. We've got a ton of in-migration, which we'll talk a little bit about here later as well. So along with those higher sales in December, they do cite that the median single-family home prices in the area were up 5% year over year. Now, they put that median price at $270,000. Now, I'll tell you, none of the houses in my rental portfolio value at $270,000. We're targeting something a little bit lower. But even if you're starting at that lower basis, that 5% growth, you felt it. If you have houses in your inventory, you certainly experienced that. So it's been a great market here. And interestingly, here in North Texas, they do point out that prices, you know, home prices, single-family houses, the prices have risen over 60%, more than 60% in the past 10 years. But do we expect that trend to continue? No. Do we want that trend to continue? Not at that pace, not necessarily. Something a little more stable is going to work a little bit better for us. So we do expect some stabilization going forward and in the decade ahead. So that was a look back at a couple of our primary Texas markets. And when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're going to look ahead at 2020. What can we expect, and what are some of the big dogs, some of those institutional guys out there expecting? We'll talk about that.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're talking about the market to come. Is 2020 a good year to invest in real estate? That is a question that I did get from somebody earlier in the week, and my response simply was absolutely. And we've already heard in the first segment some of the reasons why. It's those low interest rates. Mortgages are very, very inexpensive at the moment. It's a great time to lock in, you know, those rates for 30 years. It's a great inflation hedge. Should things start to heat up, really heat up again, and we get that inflation in place, well, you've locked in that fixed rate mortgage at an extremely low rate, which is a great thing to do. And of course, we've got a lot of movement going on across the country. Ex-migration, I suppose, out of some markets, in-migration into places like Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Phoenix. A lot of movement going on, and we'll talk about some of those markets here in just a second. So it's a great time to invest. And let me just give you the phone number here in the studio if you've got any questions on this topic or really anything else related to real estate. I'm happy to help. The number here, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And also, in case you're like me and sometimes you tune out a little bit when shows go into those commercial breaks, I do want to make sure that you caught that ad. We had a couple of ads actually for the expo, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That is coming up. It's just a month and a half of half away here in at the end of February, February 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's a wonderful event, and it's a great opportunity, especially if you are new and are thinking about getting started. Come on down. There will be thousands, and I mean thousands of investors there, expert educators. There are a lot of seminars that you can go, you know, pick and choose and sit in. If you come with your spouse, I would recommend that you divide and conquer, right? That's what my wife and I do. She goes to some. I pick some others that I go to so that we can, you know, digest a little bit more. And the best thing here is if you go out to, I got a website for you. If you go out to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, written together, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, put in the promo code EXPO, E-X-P-O, EXPO 50, and you'll get in for just $47. So huge value, ton of education, ton of learning, and a lot of inspiration that you'll come away with, and you will make 2020 a great year for investing in real estate. So I want to move on, and I want to talk about what some of the big dogs, let's call them, are doing or seeing in the market. And I'm talking about some of those institutional investors out there, both in terms of single family and multifamily. So institutional investors, what am I talking about? That could be REITs. Those could be those hedge funds you've probably heard about. I'll mention a couple here. And what are they seeing? What are they doing? Are they just buying apartments? No, they're not, actually. Let's talk about the single family side, first of all. And I was forwarded an article by a listener, and this is in National Real Estate Investor. This is a great site to go to. They've got a lot of information if you're interested in reading up. Interestingly, they have single family rentals posted under alternative properties. Well, that's all that I buy, so that's hardly an alternative for me. That is my mainstay. But here's what they say. SFR investors, single family rental investors, plan to step up acquisitions in 2020. Subtitle, with strong rental growth and lower interest rates, right? We talked about that. The time looks favorable for acquiring more single-family rentals. That's what the big guys are seeing. That's what the big guys are doing. You know, it says here that the single-family market is active both for institutional as well as retail investors. Now, they call it retail. They're talking about, you know, the mom-and-pop guys, the smaller investors anyhow when we compare ourselves to those institutional fellows like myself, right? And this is a quote from Gary Beasley, the CEO of Roofstock. They help move properties. But again, they say that the big investors are once again in buying mode. They sat it out for a little bit. But as far as those single family houses go, they are getting back in the market. And just to quote a couple here. So Invitation Homes, that's one of the big ones. They doubled their, you know, the number of properties that they bought in a couple of one-off purchases in the last couple quarters of 2019. Very, very aggressive, very, very fast pace for them compared to the first half of that year. So they're picking up steam. And, you know, their newly acquired assets, where are those? Well, largely in the western U.S. Now, they put Dallas, where I sit, in the west. And then also some select markets in the southeast. So think about southeast, let's call that southwest. And that's where they've already got, you know, several thousand houses, and they're acquiring more. Another big group, Tricon Capital Group. Now, this is a Canadian-based group. They're also planning to expand in 2020. In fact, they paid a large, large sum of money for a portfolio of over 700 rental homes. They bought those, in fact, from Invitation Homes in Nashville, Tennessee. Again, that's considered a southern market. Interestingly, the deal worked out to about almost $300,000 per house. Now, I would tell you that's high for what we're doing, for what I'm doing, for the model that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited. But it just, again, points to the expectations around that that single-family market. By the way, Nashville, one of the fastest-growing cities in North America. Tennessee is a great market. And again, they point to robust rental demand contributing to strong occupancy rates, right? There's just simply a lot of renters in the market, and that is boosting financial performance for owners. And they say in another article, this is a different article, but on the same site, they do point to the fact that, you know, yields are lower, right? They are lower than they were, say, a year ago or even 10 years ago. And basically that's because prices are up, right? We have to look at that. But even so, yields are still higher than returns on other financial assets, hands down. So even these higher price rentals that some of these bigger companies are buying, those 300K price points, right? They're still investing in those, and they're seeing good returns. They're seeing better returns than they are elsewhere. So that's, you know, again, that's all good news. And again, they say here as well, there's something significant happening in the Southwest. This is a separate source, Mend Property Management, and they say that the market, the rental market for single-family houses is very much heated, fueled by strong demand from renters. So again, good news there. And this particular source goes on to cite Phoenix and Las Vegas as two of their strongest markets, and they're seeing average annual rent growth in houses there from 5.4% in Phoenix and 7% in Las Vegas. So again, I gotta say, if you're buying single family houses in the South, well, it's just simply put, it's a great time to be involved and a great time to be doing that. And again, for those guys that sat through the two-day seminar yesterday, that's what they talked about. That's all they talked about was buying single-family houses. Now, today, what are they talking about? Well, they're talking about buying apartments. And I have another article here for you. This is also from the National Real Estate Investor. And they talk about multifamily. And they say these markets, this is the title, these markets will be the best bets for multifamily investments in 2020. And in particular, they're taking the point of view of high net worth investors and family offices. And family offices are basically offices that, you know, where employees are charged with steering the net worth, right, of these high net worth individuals, basically putting those investments into well-yielding assets. And here it says multifamily ranks as the most in favor asset class among these high net worth investors. So for 2020, they will be, directing their focus towards apartments, okay, as far as real estate goes. And again, we talked about the population. We talked about the low interest rate environment. It does go on to add here kind of a demographic spin on the population. It points out that millennials are less drawn to home ownership than prior generations, my generation and older. Largely due to the way that they work, and multifamily, because of this, is a great investment. And we'll talk a little bit more about the multifamily side with those institutional investors when we return with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And again, if you have any questions, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the show we're talking about whether 2020 will be a great year for real estate investing. I was asked that question earlier in the week, in fact, and my answer to the questioner was absolutely, it absolutely will be. 2019 was a great year, and we looked back at Dallas and Houston just as a way of example, where we've got a couple of our key markets. And the housing markets there did wonderfully well. The rental markets have been great. And looking forward at 2020, again, single family rentals, we're expecting a lot of activity. We're seeing that on the institutional side, as well as with small organizations, like, you know, what my wife and I are doing, for example, what we're doing at Lifestyles Unlimited. And speaking about those institutional investors, we were just taking a look at some of the multifamily expectations there, because they're active there as well, of course. And a lot of these high net worth individuals, a lot of these institutions do buy commercial, do buy multifamily, do buy apartments. And that's expected to be remain in favor with these guys in 2020. And in fact, to continue with this article, this was in the National Real Estate Investor. The CBRE, which is a commercial real estate services and investment firm, they've got their hands in all the pies when it comes to multifamily, let's put it that way. They're predicting overall that although multifamily vacancy rates will rise a little bit, so we'll see a little bit lower occupancy, they're rising by all of 20 basis points, so that's nothing. They'll rise to 4.5% next year. That's still below the long-term average for the country of 5.1%. And keep in mind, that's a country, that's a national average. And we know that real estate is local. So when you hear national numbers, always take that with a grain of salt and pare that down to your particular neck of the woods or where you're investing, because that's going to be more relevant. But it is interesting to look at the national picture, of course. They do say that rent growth will dip to 2.4%. But note, that's not a decline. That's not a decrease. That's a decline, or it's not a decrease in rents. Rather, it's a decrease in growth. So they're still going to be growing at 2.4% compared to the, again, long-term average of 2.6%. And again, that's at the national level. If you go down and pare that down to local markets, you're going to see vastly different numbers. And I like this point here that they make. You know, if you can find a solid multifamily asset in a growing location, and we're going to look at some of those locations here in a moment, this strategy of buying multifamily can insulate you against uncertain risk over the next few years and position you to exit during the next cycle. Well, where do we have some uncertainty coming up? I'd say not even in the next few years, but probably, hey, just a little later this year. What's going on in November? Well, guess what? We've got another presidential election. Who knows which direction that's going to go? And I think that's going to drive some uncertainty, and I think that's going to make the markets pause a little bit. So if you can get into a solid multifamily asset, as they put it here, in a growing location, boy, that's going to be a great, great strategy. You're going to want to pull the trigger there. Now, which locations, right? Which locations are these guys looking at? Well, they cite a number, among other things, smaller suburban markets, okay, getting out of the urban core, where prices are high. Going out into the suburbs is one strategy. Some major metros where these guys are still buying include Atlanta. We've got a lot of activity on the lifestyle side there. Austin, Texas, right? They cite Boston up in the Northeast. Probably not a market I'm interested in. Phoenix, Arizona. Now, we just opened a brick-and-mortar office there. Lifestyles did. So we're firmly entrenched in that market. That is a great market. That's where these guys are looking as well. Las Vegas, as well as Sacramento, California. And let me just flip over here. There's some other smaller markets that the CBRE cites as good candidates. I'm just going to read through these. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Birmingham, Alabama. I'll be driving through there here not too long in the future. Colorado Springs, Colorado, Greensboro, North Carolina, Memphis, Tennessee. There we see Tennessee again. We heard about Nashville already. We got Memphis. There's another article I'll cite here in a little bit. I won't go into the details around this, but they talk about Chattanooga. We've got an investor out of Atlanta, a multifamily guy that is buying in those markets in Tennessee. So we're active up there as well. Dayton, Ohio. And again, Arizona, Tucson in this case. So a lot of markets where we're seeing some action. Now, they do say, hey, caution, be careful. New York City, maybe stay away. Parts of California, Illinois, and Oregon in particular due to the rent control laws, right? We had one put into place statewide in California. So some of these markets have those already in place or those are coming. Okay, again, that's what the institutional folks are looking at. Again, both on the single family side, if you missed that, we talked about that in the earlier segment, as well as on the multifamily side. And let me just throw out a quick footnote. You know, one of those underlying trends that really, really speaks in particular to the markets in the South, you know, whether you call it Southeast or Southwest, I think the whole swath across the South, we heard about Alabama, we heard about Texas, we heard about Arizona. It's the jobs, right? We've got a lot of job growth down here. And I found an article as well here in Forbes. The article's titled Where the Jobs Will Be in 2020, right? That's a big factor, of course, for us as real estate investors. And they say that now they cited a survey, an annual survey that's conducted by Manpower Group North America. You probably know Manpower. They're a temporary services employment placement company. And as per their survey, they do expect hiring among employers in some areas to soften. Well, what areas are they talking about? Well, they're not seeing the growth in jobs that we'd like to see in places like the big guys, New York, Los Angeles, right? Those big markets. Instead, they say, you know what? If you're a job seeker, if you're a worker, you would do well to set your sights on the South. Well, what did we just say? Those are the markets where these high net worth individuals are targeting. That's what the CBRE is pointing towards in a number of markets. And we're just seeing job growth there. And they say, you know, we have, simply put, you know, more open jobs than people looking for jobs. There's a lot of job activity out there, a lot of availability. And I like this one as well. The quits rate is the highest that it's ever been. What is the quits rate? That's where people are voluntarily leaving their job to look for greener pastures. They're feeling very, very secure with the economy. They're feeling very, very secure with their position. So they're quitting and they're moving on, moving on down the road. And think about recent announcements we've heard around here in Texas. Boy, I was thinking about Charles Schwab is buying TD Ameritrade, and they are setting up a huge campus in Westlake, which is just a little bit northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. And that's going to bring with it a ton of jobs, huge jobs. We've got Uber that's putting a regional office into place in Deep Ellum in Dallas, again, expecting to bring 3,000 high-paying jobs. We'll see a quote on that here in a little bit when we talk a little bit about the Dallas rental market. So things are just looking real, real darn good. And I want to cite one other source here that talks about that migration here within the country. What are we seeing? And this is North American Moving Services, right? This is one of those companies that you can hire when you need to make a move. And they do regular surveys as well because they want to, just like you and I on the rental side, they want to stay informed in their markets, in their business. And according to their 2019 look back, right, they're looking at the historical migrations in 2019. They've got actually a color-coded map here that shows me where people are leaving and where they are moving towards. And here they state that the top three states for outbound moves in 2019 were Illinois, California, and New Jersey. Generally, if I'm looking at the picture here, there's a lot of red states up there in the Northeast. Don't confuse red with Republican. In this case, blue with Democrat. They're calling red those states where folks are moving away. Whereas, where are they moving towards? I see here color-coded blue. I see Arizona. I see Texas. I see Colorado. I see Florida.
Tennessee, and then both of the Carolinas. So again, we're seeing that in-migration in the South, which I have to tie that back to what we just talked about on the multifamily side. CBRE is pointing towards a number of markets, again, in the South. That's where the jobs are going per Manpower. That's where the people are moving per North American Moving Services. That's where the multifamily investors at the institutional level are going. That's where the single family investors at the institutional level are going. Clearly, that's where you want to be. And I'll tell you, that's where we are at Lifestyles Unlimited. We've got our offices in Texas, of course, in Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a ton of activity outside of the state, of course, outside of Arizona. I just mentioned earlier, we've got an investor I met with personally when I went on one of the multifamily road trips here a couple months ago, based out of Atlanta, buying in Atlanta and buying up in Tennessee as well. We got guys in California doing deals in Arizona. We got guys doing deals up in Kansas City, so just a ton of activity, and it's a great time. Like I said, is 2020 a good year to invest in real estate? Well, yes, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. So, hey, we've got one segment coming up. If you've got any questions, the number here is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're discussing whether 2020 will be a good year to invest in real estate. And my thesis, simply put, is absolutely. No, there's no denying it. It will be a great year. And we've been looking at some of the fundamentals. We've been looking at some of the things, some of the big dogs, the institutional guys are looking at and doing out there. And a lot of what we're seeing points to, among other things, buying single family houses, points to buying apartments, doing that in the South, largely, Southeast as well as Southwest, places where we at Lifestyles are, you know, are active already, which is great. And you know, it just points to a great year. We were expecting rent growth a little bit more muted compared to the last year, perhaps, but still rent growth in apartments, in single family as well. Price growth as well. Now, you may say, Andy, but if prices are up, isn't it pretty darn expensive to buy a house? Well, it depends on how you're buying, right? If you're going out and buying pure retail, yes, your prices will inherently be up. But the way we buy at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're not going out and buying, paying market price, right? We're buying deals typically that are off market, or if they are listed in the MLS, if they are on the market, we're negotiating those down. We're buying right? Well, you make your money five ways in real estate, in rental real estate and houses, and part of that is how you buy. A lot of what we're buying are distressed assets that need some work, right? So that's going to get us in the door for a better price. And that's going to help our yields, quite frankly. Now, we did see in an earlier article, yields are down for some of these institutional investors, but they're buying at the $300,000 price point, for goodness sake. That's not where we're buying at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're buying much below that when it comes to houses. And if you did miss the earlier segments, if you are just tuning in, there's a lot of information there. We talk about some good markets to go as an investor. So you're going to want to check that out. And you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio button. We do archive the shows there as podcasts, so give that a listen. Catch some of that information. Now, I want to move on to the big picture 2020. This is off of Realtor.com. This is a very meaty, lots and lots of pages here. I'm not going to go through every page. In fact, I'm only going to take a look at the upper level information here from their chief economist. And what do they say the national housing forecast for 2020 looks at like? And their subtitle, Housing Market Search for New Balance, right? We know the inventory is starting to decline, right? For example, the prices are up. So what do they say? I'm just going to look at their bullets here. Home price growth will flatten, right? We're still going to see an increase in prices, but it's going to flatten largely with a forecast increase of 0.8% nationally. Again, you got to dial that down to the market that you're looking at because it's going to be different where you sit, where you invest. Inventory will remain constrained, especially at the entry-level price segment. Well, we tend to buy at Lifestyles. We tend to buy towards that entry-level price segment because inventory is constrained. Guess what? Our price growth is going to be higher than that 0.8%. So we make our money five ways. One of those is through appreciation. And I can tell you that's where we're seeing a lot of appreciation is at the lower end of the market. Mortgage rates, they do say, are likely to bump up to, get this, 3.88%. Now, that's for consumers. That's for folks buying their houses. For investors, it might be a little bit different. But bumping up to 3.88% by the end of the year, that's still phenomenally low. Now, they go on to say tight inventory and rising mortgage rates will lead to dropping sales. Now, do you panic when you see a drop in sales? No, not if there's tight inventory. It just means that people can't get what they want. It's just not on the market, so they're not buying. Mortgage rates going up means that it's gotten a little bit more expensive for that consumer to buy their personal residence, so they're not buying. Okay, they're renting, and that's great news for us. And then finally, buyers will continue to move to affordability, benefiting mid-sized markets. And a lot of the markets we talked about earlier are namely those mid-sized markets. Now, that's Realtor.com. That's the National Association of Realtors, in other words. And they're giving us that big picture, that 30,000-foot view for the nation. Well, I don't invest across the nation. I invest in certain places within the nation, and I'm more interested in those areas, in particular Texas, for example, Phoenix, maybe Atlanta. So I do want to look at another article here, which this was actually published by TheEagle.com. Now, if you're an Aggie, I'm not an Aggie, I'm a Longhorn, but if you're an Aggie, you're probably familiar with that paper that's there in Bryan College Station. And they're citing in particular the publication by the Texas A&M University Real Estate Center. Great resource, by the way, if you're focused on Texas. And they simply put, they say, Texas outlook rosy for 2020. Right? We're seeing a good picture for 2020. The state, Texas, is projected to lead the nation in new home construction, meaning there's a lot of activity there. Now, you say, Andy, isn't that going to dilute the market? No, not when we've got a shortage like we've got. And again, the outlook last, they just published this about a week or so ago. The outlook is projecting that the state's going to lead the nation in new home construction as well as new housing permits. Are going to be up on 2019. Now, because this is a local publication there around Texas A&M, I'll tell you, if you have someone going to college there or going to college soon in that area, you might want to get a rental house to put them into because, boy, it is booming. And the rental market in that area has absolutely exploded in the past 5 years. And that's not true just of Bryan College Station. We see that across the state of Texas right now. And again, same message we've heard before. A lot of this activity is due to low mortgage rates and continued steady employment growth. Okay, and in fact, those low rates, that increase in growth is expected to drive a 10.3% increase in single-family housing permits, including a very, very strong increase in new construction, specifically in Dallas and Houston. And that takes me back to what I said at the start of the show. I give a big shout out to the folks that are sitting in the two-day seminars right now that are going on in Dallas and in Houston. You guys are in the right place. You guys are doing the right thing. And I want to end the show by talking about those two markets and looking forward. I'm going to start with Houston. And this is an article, let's see here. This was in the Houston Chronicle just recently. They say apartment rents projected to rise significantly in 2020. Now, think back to what we saw from CBRE. They're expecting a slight decline in growth, but here we're expecting a significant rise. Again, all markets are local when we're talking about real estate, so be careful with those, with those national numbers. And what are they seeing? They are expecting a 4.2% increase in rents in 2020. This is the largest increase since the short-term boost that we saw back in 2017. And that's when Hurricane Harvey, right, rolled through and displaced, you know, thousands of Houstonians, right, due to the floods in the houses and whatnot. And this increase that we're expecting, this 4.2% increase, that is well above the 20-year average annual increase, which is 3.2%. That's a big deal, right? And this is coming from a multifamily consulting and research firm called apartmentdata.com. So what else do they go on to say? Occupancy is expected to remain flat at about 90%, right? Even though supply is growing. So here's the interesting thing. About 17,000 units, apartment units, are slated to open in 2020. That's up from 15,000 this year. And at the end of August, there were, looks like, 22,000 units under construction and another over 28,000 proposed. So there's a lot of inventory, a lot of supply coming online. And despite that, they're expecting occupancy to remain flat and they're expecting rents to rise 4.2%. You know, and what's the factor there again? Same thing we've been talking about throughout the show. Interest rates, job growth. And with the job growth that they're expecting in Houston, not a concern. They're not worried about the level of construction that's going on down there. You know, the employment market, simply put, it is holding up. Now, they do go on to say, as far as employment goes, the number of high-paying energy jobs, those have moderated a little bit, and they're feeling the impact on the newer, you know, the luxury apartment end of the scale. But what do we buy at Lifestyles Unlimited? We're not buying those Class A's typically, right? We're going in for Class C and Class B. Now, if you're not familiar with the sliding scale there, Class A, B, C, and D in apartments, that's where I would tell you you need to work a little bit, get a little more educated, come out to the expo. There will be sessions where we talk about multifamily. It's a great opportunity to learn, as well as single family. You have your choice there, of course. And then let's talk about Dallas. Let's talk about the DFW area. Here's an article in the Dallas Business Journal. It's cheaper to rent than to buy in Dallas, study says. So in Dallas County, in fact, I'm going to wear my notes here. It's not even just in Dallas County. In 36 of the 43 U.S. counties that have a population of 1 million or more, renting is more affordable than buying as a consumer, right? Again, that just points to me that I need to buy more houses to rent out because the demand is there. It's cheaper for folks to rent from me, even though my rents are up, and they are up. It is cheaper for them to rent from me than to go out and buy. They cite Dallas. They cite Dallas County. They cite Harris County, which is Houston, Bear County, which is San Antonio, Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, Arizona. As I mentioned, we just opened an office there, Las Vegas. So a lot of opportunity in single family as well as multifamily. And Dallas area, interestingly, ranks in the nation's top 25 for high income renter growth. That's the number of renters with six figure salaries. That grew 74% from 2008 to 2017. So we're not talking necessarily about the low end of the spectrum. We're talking about the high end as well. It's cheaper for those folks to rent as well rather than buy. So, hey, listen, you've heard the news, right? You've heard the stats, you've heard the projections. So back to the question that was posed to me earlier in the week, will 2020 be a good year to invest in real estate? I got to ask you, what do you think? Is 2020 a good year to invest in real estate? You decide. And if you think it is, I invite you to come check out Lifestyles Unlimited and help us on your path to success. Come check us out at the expo at the end of February. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on that expo button, put in expo 50 to get a discount. You can get in for $47. It's a wonderful opportunity. You will come away better educated, better informed, and ready to make 2020 a great year. Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the math? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.